Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And we got another boardroom chat for you today.
We do this every week.
Every week. We've been doing quite a
few
of them.
Very consistent.
And that's a blessing of the Lord.
We get so many great testimonies.
You know, every
people.
Once in a while, the broadcast television side of my ministry will take one of these boardroom chats and do a television program.
Well, we've done them.
Yeah, not a lot of them. We're going to do a lot of them because I find some great revelation comes from it. And not because we're smart or anything, it's just that it's a sit-down chat with you and me and Kathy and God Almighty, what it's all
that
about.
That makes you smart when you sit
That's right, praise the Lord. I want to talk about something, and I've hinted and said it many times in many boardroom chats and many sermons that I preach, is there's a phenomenal scripture in the Bible that if you'll understand what it means, mistakes will not be a part of your life.
Well, that sounds good.
Now, that's pretty strong, isn't it?
That's a great
will not be a part of your life.
Promise.
And that really is true. So I want you to go with me today to the book of St. John, chapter 16. Now, I've said it before in boardroom tracks, because I use this verse I don't know how many times every day when I make decisions in this ministry or when we make decisions in our personal life,
right.
When we seek the Lord, like we say.
Yeah.
And Jesus, it's coming from the lips of Jesus, and it's a powerful, powerful verse. And it's in St. John chapter 16, and it's verse 13. And I'm going to read it out of the King James Version. You can read it out of any other translation you might want to gather.
Okay.
St. John chapter 16, verse 13 says, let me read verse 12 first. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of time God wants to do something for you, but you can't bear it. You're not old enough to receive it. You certainly can ask for it. A child, and if you've heard me say this many times, a child can ask for a motorcycle at 3 years old. And he can't drive it, but he can ask for it. Won't get mad if you don't get it. But if you train the child, they can become a motorcycle champion by the time they're 16 years old. So a lot of time people in their spiritual growth will ask for things that they cannot receive. But that doesn't mean God won't give it to you. You just need to grow to get it. That's what Jesus was saying right here in verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Now, this is the verse 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth, notice this, the Spirit of truth, not a spirit of a lie, cannot lie, Spirit of truth. You've heard me say, if Jesus is the way, you can't get lost. If he's the truth, you cannot be deceived. And if he's the life, the devil can't kill you. Truth is a wonderful word. Let me say it again. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. I'm going to stop there for just a minute. What is the Holy Spirit's job? Well, one of them is to guide us in all truth.
Right.
In everything that has to deal with truth.
Yeah, it's been even called the Spirit of truth.
Yeah, and when you understand, that's in every decision. You see, when you listen to him, it'll be very hard to make mistakes in life, spiritually, physically, or financially. I want to read the rest of the verse. Let me start off again. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. That's the quiet side of God, the Holy Spirit. See?
He's always glorifying
yes.
God.
But whatsoever he shall hear, oh, now, the Holy Spirit's a faith spirit. Faith come by hearing. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Faith without works is dead. He's got action on it. And he will show you things to come. Now, why would he do that? Because he's the Spirit of truth. Now, when he was talking to his disciples there, I mean, they were a little nervous. What do you mean? You're going to go somewhere and do something? But see, Jesus said, the expedient that I go away, or the comforter won't come.
Right.
So this verse means you never look back.
That's good.
You always look forward.
I like that.
See, howbeit when the Spirit of truth, he will tell you, he will show you all things to come. In other words, why would you do this? What's going on behind me? No, you have to go forward. And you've heard me say this many times. And I'm 10 years ahead in my thinking and my receiving. You see what I'm saying? I know what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, where I'm going to do it, and how I'm going to do it. Why? Because I'm smart? No. It's because howbeit the Spirit of, when the Spirit of truth has come, he now has come, he would guide me in all truth. So I'm not by myself. Now, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's in every decision. You make in life. And I make so many of them here, what I've called multi-million dollar decisions. You understand? That's not an easy thing to do. People think it's great to be the boss because you don't have to tell you. No. The hardest position in this ministry is the one I got. Because I'm held accountable for everything I say. And that's in my marriage too. You know, if I tell this woman something, she expects me to do what I say.
Same here.
And vice versa. That's correct. See what I'm saying? You see, so what's so wonderful is that we're never alone. I love this verse because it means never look back. Simply go forward. What do you think about that?
Well, I love it. It's a spirit-led life. And when we're born again, we're not the old person we used to be. We go by a different set of guidelines and rules, but we don't have to live life on our own. Jesus said, I'd send you the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he'd lead and guide you into all truths. I love the Passion Translation of what you read.
Before you read it, there's a lot of people trying to lead the Spirit instead of the Spirit trying to letting the Spirit lead them.
Holy suggestions.
Yeah.
Holy suggestions. Even when they pray for you, let me pray for you, and then they load it up with things they want you to do, trying to manipulate you.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of witchcraft. That's not the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. But they're trying to lead the Spirit instead of letting the Spirit lead them. Read it in the Passion Translation.
Beginning of verse 12, it says, there is so much more I would like to say to you, but it's more than you can grasp at this moment. When the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak his own message, but only what he hears from the Father, and he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come.
That's so good. Read that first line again.
It says, there is so much more I would like to say to you, but it's more than you can grasp at this moment.
Keep reading.
But when the truth-giving Spirit comes...
That's what I'm talking about. A truth-giving Spirit.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you realize how much God is a giver? Spiritually, physically, and financially. It's always on his mind to be a blessing.
And he wanted to give it to them at that moment. That was during the Last Supper.
Yes,
we all know this. John 16 records that. I think it's 12, 13, 14, 15, uh-huh. and 16, and 17 records those.
Yes,
that time,
those wonderful
or mostly
times,
And 16, he says so many deep truths. But he wanted them to know some things because he knew he was about to leave those disciples. And so the same encouragement and the same wisdom that he gave them right before he went to the cross is something that we can apply today in our life. If they need it, surely we need it today.
Well, you know,
the Holy Spirit is available.
Well, you said the Passion Translation, he's the truth-giving Spirit.
Right.
In other words, you're not left alone with your own resources.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? We're trying to make something work here. But how be it when the Spirit of truth has come, he guides you in all truth. He'll say just this way. It's kind of, I remember when Jody was a little bit of girl, because, you know, a full-grown woman, gave me a grandbaby, such a blessing, who's now a full-grown woman, too.
Well, no, she's 15.
But she looks full-grown, guy. You know
she's
that.
She's not full-grown.
I know, but she looks, she's still fighting over there because she don't want them boyfriends over at the house.
And we understand that. She's still got a lot of growing to do.
You know, but watch that. I would have to take her by the hand and guide her. How many times Jody would have had a knot on her head as big as my fist? I could see her coming when she was little, and they don't notice how big the table is. They just come walking in there, and without thinking, I'd stick my hand on her head, and she wouldn't even notice I was doing it. And I'd move her head like that, and she'd miss the table and don't realize that her father stopped her from having a headache or a bump, like we say, a bump on her head. How many times God has done this, and we missed getting hit by something that that we wasn't paying attention to. That's a truth-giving
spirit. And then I remember as parents, when we would walk along a sidewalk or a street with her sometimes, we would have each a hand. Well, I'd hold one hand, you'd hold another, which is kind of like when we connect with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we would swing her. She wouldn't even have to walk as much. Yeah. She'd miss a few steps because we would propel her forward. And that's how the Holy Spirit is. And Jesus wanted them to know that he's going away, but he's going to send them the Holy Spirit. He's going to help you basically skip a few steps to propel you forward. Maybe you've been discouraged and you found like things have been moving too slow, but maybe you haven't sought the Spirit of truth and to help you. He can help you to catch up on those lost steps and actually propel you to a higher place.
When you understand St. John 16:13, you know what it is? That's more than a promise. It's a pledge. Remember, when we used to go to school, I don't even know if they do that anymore. The first thing you did when you went to class, you stood up, put your hand on your heart, and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. They made you put your hand on your heart because you weren't saying it with your head. You were saying it with your heart, which gave you understanding of how powerful and how anointed and how precious that flag was and is.
Yeah, the price that was paid for it.
Paid for it and everything.
It gave us the freedoms that we enjoy here in this nation.
Amen.
The same way the cross is a representation of what Jesus did. Of course, he's no longer on the cross, thank God for that. But it still reminds us of all that he had done, everything that the price he paid for our salvation.
Amen. So that's what I'm saying. Every decision I make, I use St. John 16:13 on it. And it takes away all the care of anything in this life. To believe God, what I have to believe for every day in this ministry, not only just the finances, it takes millions a month to run this thing, but the people that are constantly calling in, saying, I need prayer, this and that, so many different things. And you're thinking, my God, my dad who's now in heaven said, son, I just don't know if I can handle it. I couldn't handle it. I don't see how you shouldn't be so stressed out. And I had to say something to him that I did not want to say, because I thought it was a little rude, but the Lord made me say it. And I said, God, I can't say that to my daddy. He said, I'm your big daddy. He said, I'm the father. You tell your father, because he's wondered about that all the time. And he had been wondering, how come you let my son do these things, Lord, but you didn't let me? And I looked at my dad. I said, Dad, do I look stressed out? No, I'm just amazed. I said, the reason why, Dad, you couldn't do it because you worried more about it. You wouldn't let God do it. You tried to do it. And I said, and so what? I said, I don't mean this to sound harsh. He skipped the generation and it came to me. Mm-hmm. Now, not that I was better, by no means. I never wanted to say that, but it was actually not me speaking, but the Lord Jesus Christ through me was speaking to him. Mm-hmm. And it answered, he said, you know, he wasn't offended at all. He said, that is so true. I could have done so much if I'd have let the Holy Spirit guide me. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you don't let him, then you don't know if he's a spirit of truth or not. You don't understand the pledge.
You know, I think some people, they pause. They're like frozen in time because they want to hear an audible voice from heaven before they keep moving. But God keeps, he gives us wisdom. He gives us understanding. We just do what we know to do, and he blesses it. And if we're going in the wrong direction, the stop sign's going to come up.
That's right.
The stoplight's going to turn. You know, when you come to an intersection, do you do? You keep driving unless you don't stop and wait for it to turn green.
Right.
I mean, if it's a stop sign, of course, you keep going through it.
You have to stop at a stop sign.
Yeah, I'm talking about a stop light is what I meant to say.
Stop light. Yeah, I knew something.
I mean, but they're looking.
That's why she gets tickets. But
I haven't gotten a ticket in a long time.
Stop sign means stop, Kathy.
But it's just, I remember Meredith when she was little, she'd say, red means stop and green means go.
That's
we
right.
always have a go sign with God. And if he wants you to stop, he'll let you know.
You know what the problem is on these things? It's not the it's not the red light, and it's not the green light. It's the caution light, because we push it to the point of pink.
You do.
Oh, listen to it. No, people say, you ran a red light. No, it was pink. See? It quite hadn't turned red. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But caution said, this thing is about ready to change. And how many times the God is the caution light? Excuse me. Listen to me. It's blinking. You know what I'm saying? And you say, I'm too close. Oh, I don't want to stop. How many times you told me that there's a place here where we live at, New Orleans. When you're coming out of New Orleans, I-10 goes, and you get on, and you're coming out toward going toward Baton Rouge and I-10. But if you turn off on 310, okay, 310. 310 is kind of like a little circle thing. Well, you come to where me and Kathy live, where our ministry is, which is Destrehan, okay? So when we leave here, we'll go on the River Road, and then we'll get up on 310, we take off. Then as you get, there's a split. It turns off going to Baton Rouge to I-10, and the 310 takes you to the I-10 going this way, see? Now, how many times them big trucks they'd be in the right lane, and they realize
that they need to be in the left.
And all you got to do is wait one block, one little block, and you'd have to get off the exit, turn around, and go back. But they will come across that road. How many times they barely missed us? Mm-hmm. And not on trucks, but cars, because they just didn't want to take time to go just a few more feet because they missed the
exit, do a turnaround,
and go.
Stay safe.
And
right.
Some people have been killed over that. And it's just really sad because they wouldn't listen to the guiding light. And they wouldn't listen to the guiding signs saying, hey, if you want to go this way, be in the right lane.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. How be it when the Spirit of Truth has come? He will guide you in all truth. That's why I get real irritated, and I might just have to say that when I see someone step on our flag of the United States of America, they don't understand the pledge. You know, and it just really irritated. I'm not saying everything's right about the United States or the government. No, no. But you know what I can tell you? You need sometime, you take a day off and go walk in those cemeteries of those people that died for that flag. Go over there. You'll find guys that wanted to be fathers, men that wanted to be grandfathers, uncles, women that wanted to be aunts, that wanted to have children, couldn't but gave their lives so me and Kathy could do this thing here today. So they call them sometimes the gold families, you know, the gold star families, because somebody made the supreme sacrifice. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ made a supreme sacrifice. You see what I'm saying? And when we allow people to say such terrible things about him, you know, and I believe in turning the other cheek and all that kind of, you know, misunderstanding. But I've noticed something about Muslims and Islam. You don't say nothing about Muhammad. They're going to come down there and knock your head off, son. But it's just okay to, in artwork, to have Jesus in a bottle of urine or something silly and stupid and crazy when they're not honoring who God is, and silliness and ridiculous. But I tell you this much, if Christians would do what Muslims do, that stuff would stop in a second. I'm not being critical of the Muslims. They're saying, listen, you don't have to believe in Muhammad, but you're not going to lambast him in front of us. And in its essence, I kind of like that. I really do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't believe that Muhammad is this supreme prophet and all that kind of stuff, because Jesus Christ said. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to respect and honor their religion if that's what they want. I just let my light shine. See what I'm saying? Because, you see, I believe in this pledge that he would guide me in all truth. So people get mad at me and say, who do you think you are? But, you know, I said, well, I am what he said. That if I listen to that guiding light, that guiding spirit, that pledge, and not look back, but always keep my face forward and keep my ears attending to what the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to make the right decision. Watch this when I say this. Every time.
Every time.
Not sometime. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? There's a song like that. Every time I turn around. What's that song?
We sing it in the church a lot, every time. But will he come through every time?
Every time.
Every time I turn around, he's making a way.
Every time. Chris is in there. In here. In the, how's that sound, Chris? Can you know
it? Sounds, I just said.
Can y'all hear it? Sing real loud, Chris. Every time. Every time. Every time.
Every
time.
Every time.
Why? Because.
When will he come through?
When will he come?
Every time.
Every time.
We do it in the, I think we did it in the church this last Sunday.
When will he come, Drew? Every time.
I think I have.
And I like it because it's true.
Right.
It's simply the truth. So
you can rely upon it. And the message that Jesus had that day to his disciples is so powerful today while we're reading it. The Spirit of truth will come. It will guide you into all truth. You don't have to worry about making the wrong decisions. Just follow your heart, follow peace. And if you're going in the wrong direction, the Holy Spirit's going to bring that correction.
That's right.
He's going to give you he's going to come to you in that still, small voice. If you ask him, and he will answer you.